Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. Charismatic people get more things in life, and especially when it comes to trying to close more deals as a mortgage broker, to connect with people, to build rapport, the more charismatic you are, the better you're going to do. But not everybody is charismatic. Not everybody has the same ability to just riff off the top and speak to people and get people to connect with them. And so a specific method that I have followed myself, which is known as the SHR method, is a method that improves the chances of you being more charismatic and people relating to you more. And this specific model, very simple, it's 7 steps, and these 7 steps are very easy to follow. And if you do them over and over again, you will start to see that people will be more warm to you, they'll like you, and as a mortgage broker, a mortgage advisor, they'll take more of your recommendations, they'll close more, they'll take more insurance, they'll recommend more people, because this method works. So what does SHR stand for? First of all, SHR stands for seen, heard, remembered. That's what SHR actually means. So these are the 3 things we need to focus on to try and appear to be charismatic. I think before we go any further, I need to point out that everybody thinks that you're just born charismatic or you're born with talent, and there is some level of that, but nearly every single thing can be taught, and it's a skill that can be learned, and most of the time it's just a meta skill, it's a top skill that can be broken down into micro skills. It's a macro skill that can be broken down into more micro skills, and it's like skill stacking, and charisma is exactly the same thing. So first of all, let's talk about seen. So the idea of seen is making sure the person you're speaking to feels seen, feels like they are being acknowledged. Now, because charisma is all about acknowledgement, really. It's not about you, as eccentric you are, about how much energy you have. None of that stuff is really about charisma. What charisma is about, connecting with somebody and making them feel seen, heard, and remembered. And so the first one is seen. Now, the first thing you can do when it comes to being seen is create eye contact. Give eye contact to your prospect, to the customer. Now, this can be done if you're doing face-to-face appointments, if you're doing Zoom calls, do the same thing. Create some form of connection where you're looking at them. Eye contact can be one of those things where you move around, but giving eye contact and holding eye contact is going to make people feel more connected to you. If you hold eye contact, you won't actually have to work as hard to try and close that deal. It's really interesting, but people see as authoritative stuff. I learned this as a kid. I was like year 7, so what, like 12? And I realized that if I made eye contact with my teacher when they were telling me off, because yeah, I have ADHD and was a naughty child, if I made eye contact with them, I wouldn't actually have anywhere near as much of a problem. People wouldn't tell me off as much. I didn't have the same like kind of detentions because I was willing to hold eye contact with them, which is something that many people don't do. So if you hold eye contact, that's a big win. The second one you have is offer a specific compliment. So when you speak to somebody and you see them, compliment them on something specific about themselves, way they dress, how they sound, what they've done, something very specific to the person. And by the way, all of these things are things you can include in every single client encounter. This SHR method, go through it all. Offer a specific compliment. So compliment them on something. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to be creepy. I really love the way that looks. I really love how you presented that specific thing. Specific compliments open doors. It's crazy how many people who have come onto my podcast, my previous podcast, where I used to interview very high profile marketing guests, and they would literally, like, no joke, the stuff I would send them would be like, I really loved your interview with X person. And when you said at this timestamp, this specific thing, it really got me thinking about it, and that's what made me want to reach out to you. That specific compliment of very, very like tailored to what that situation was, people responded. And because you then become somebody who's quite interesting, that's like, oh wow, this is unique, because otherwise they're getting tapped up with everybody else. So if you compliment them specifically, you're going to stand out. Then let's move to, that's the scene. Let's move to the 2 things you want to do about being heard. So heard, the first one is ask good questions. Everybody asks terrible questions. The vast majority. Learn how to get good at asking questions. Learn how to identify what a good question is versus a bad question. So what is a good question? Open questions is a great way of doing that. So open questions that allow people to talk and allow them to riff on stuff. Yes, no questions are not a good idea. Don't aim for yes, no questions. Unless, by the way, yes, no questions are really good when you're trying to close them. So this is about the power of different questioning types. And wanting to learn those, I'm sure I'll probably do an episode on that in the future, but the different types of questions, really powerful when used correctly. But yes, no questions, really good when closing somebody, really bad when trying to open them up to learn more about them. People don't want to be closed straight away. They want to feel like they know and trust you. And how they do that is by open questions. Good questions are important. Now, what are good questions are not just chatting to people about things they like. Good questions are talking about things that are relevant to the thing you do or the thing they're coming to you for. So as this is, charisma is one of those things that people will gel to you if they feel like you are connecting with them on a level with the thing they came to see you for. This is where I think many salespeople go wrong, especially in the financial services space. They start talking about their dogs and their kids and their this and their that. And by the way, some of that stuff is really good as a light touch to move back onto work. But some people go down the rabbit hole talking about everything. And you think, no, don't do that. That's a really bad idea. When you go far down that rabbit hole like that, you actually don't do yourself any favors from a sale point of view, because what happens is people go, oh yeah, they're a really lovely person, but they didn't really tell me much about the business. That's what you want to be careful of. You need to make sure that you are continuously focusing on trying to deliver an outcome for your client that is, and that the questions that you're speaking to them about and what you're doing is all tailored to exactly what they're speaking to you for. Because that will make them connect with you, because you'll look authoritative and you'll look like you're somebody who's interested in their situation to potentially solve their problem. Brings me on to the fourth one. The fourth one, which is part of the heard section, is be interested, not interesting. So be interested in what they're saying. Don't try to be interesting. And I think this is the bit I talk about with content. Content doesn't have to be interesting. It needs to be something that somebody is interested in learning about themselves. So when you're speaking to somebody, the mistake we make is we have to be somebody that is attention seeking and grabbing and making them remember us. But what's really funny is if you just let them talk, they'll open up. They'll tell you about themselves. People joke when they work with me that when eventually it ends up becoming more like a counseling session than it does coaching or like business coaching, but that's all part of it. Because when I know more about them and they're very open with me and I'm interested in their lives, then we're able to make true gains and true growth. Because it's not just about, it's the actions aren't the thing that makes you successful, it's the mindset. And getting into that is very important. Now, you only get that way when you're interested in the person. So if you're trying to sell them insurance, let's take insurance as an example within mortgages. If you are interested in the person, ask them genuine questions about their life, be interested in like in their finances, look through their bank statements, look at all that stuff, you will close more deals. And you'll close them without people feeling like they're being pressured, because you've paid an interest into their lives. That'll be really strange to them in a nice way. I'll be like, wow, this person really listened. That's what you want. You really listened, you really paid attention. Not as hard as you think, but be interested, not interesting. Let them talk, not you. And when you let them talk, double back and say, okay, so what I'm hearing is this. This is something that people I love, which Chris Doe does from the future. So what I hear you say is this. You play it back to them. And that honestly can open up so many things. And this is a very sales skill episode today. And then the final part of the SHR method is the R, which stands for remembered. And there are three in this one. So the first one is follow up. People follow up. You should follow up. Okay, follow up is going to make people remember you. Your goal should be remembered. So the person needs to feel like they're seen, they need to feel like they're heard, and they need to feel like they're remembered if that transaction hasn't really closed yet. So what does follow up mean? So first of all, if you had a conversation with them, get back in touch with them. If you had a conversation with them, depending on how you deal with it, still going back, get back in touch with them. Follow up is never a bad thing. You're never going to harass them. Don't feel like you're harassing people. Just say, look, I'm just following up. How's everything going? Follow up is good. And actually, a lot of times people will be thankful for it. They'll go, oh, thanks for reminding me. I actually haven't got a chance to do that yet. Your reminder really helped. It's a big thing. And yet again, so many people don't do it. They don't follow up. They get themselves in a mess because they don't want to look pressured. It's okay. So follow up will actually make people feel like you are remembered. You're not just another, they're not just another cog in the machine or the wheel in the machine. They don't want that. So following up is really important to come across as that. The other one is remember names. So remembering names is vital. Remember their names. Like, I can't tell you, and I'm suck with names, but I still take massive effort to remember people's names. It's not very hard to just, before you prepare the call, just write their name on a piece of paper. I use my iPad and I use it for everything, but like my iPad, I'll sit down and I will write the name of the person when we last spoke. I have detailed notes about everything we've done, everything we've discussed previously. It's all there. Because you can't leave that. You can't just go, so what did we speak about when we last talked? That's not a good idea. In fact, that's absolutely awful. You don't want to do that at all. So instead, what you really want to do is, first, like I said, remember their names. If they've got kids, remember their kids' names. If they've got pets, try and remember their pets' names. This is not hard stuff. It's basic stuff. And then the final one is recall something you discussed. There's also, on the flip side of that, nothing more powerful than you bringing up something that they said previously and they didn't think you would have remembered it. That's a big power play, and it's the reason why meticulous note taking is very important. I use fathom.video, which is a note taking AI software. Absolutely, like, a powerhouse. It's wicked. It's got the free versions. That allows me to keep track of everything we discussed and then can go back and look at it before appointments and calls, whatever it may be, and go, okay, when we last spoke, we spoke about this. So where do we go from here? People, it's about being remembered. Don't fall down that trap of just picking up and going, oh, so when we last spoke, where do we go? Remember something you discussed. And brownie points, if you can go to something that's not actually business connected, it's even better. If you can remember, oh yeah, you said this, how are they getting on? Then that can open up even more doors. Because if you're saying, oh yeah, you said that your kid was going to a football tournament, how did they get on with the football tournament? Just quickly, that will be yeah, they did really well, actually. Thank you. Remember, again, keep on task. You absolutely do want to keep on task, but that is a level of skill that's bringing it back to, oh, gosh, this person remembered the ins and outs. So this is what I said. This is this SR method, the seen, heard, remembered method. It's something that I follow myself and have followed for a long time. And it's very simple. Give eye contact, offer specific compliments, ask good questions, be interested, not interesting. Follow up whenever you can, remember their names and the people who are important to them, their names too, and recall something you discussed when you speak to them. These seven things, honestly, hands down, they're going to open up so many more doors to you. And if you can do this with every single client, like a checklist, I promise you, you're going to start to see results. It is really that simple. So don't, if you're not doing those right now, start implementing them into your sales process as an advisor.